Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. On the show today, we have Gamify's Matt Davis and Currency Marketing's Tim McAlpine talking about the 2015 CU Water Cooler Symposium, so check it out! So we're talking about a little thing you guys created. It's actually transferred into kind of, it's getting kind of a big thing. It's called your symposium, your CU Water Cooler Symposium, and that's come up around the corner. So congratulations. What is this, the fifth one, I think, or six?
This is actually six, number six.
Okay.
Yeah, we are out of pull-ups. We're fully potty trained, and we're raring to go.
Good to know. Good to know. We'll bring some extras just in case.
Well, yeah, yes. Absolutely. Well, no guarantees. Getting up there in age, so
that's true. Hey, for those folks who haven't been or haven't heard about the show, which I think is probably very few by now, I mean, what is CU Water Cooler Symposium? It's a different kind of show. I've been to it a few times, and it's quite the experience. So, if you guys could sum it up real quick, then we can dive a little bit deeper into it. Anyone?
Sure,
Bueller?
I got it. The CUWatercooler.com started by Matt and myself in 2009. Wow, that's getting on. Was kind of this home base for a bunch of online credit union people, both employees and consultants working in the industry. And Twitter wasn't really a big thing yet. And so we kind of said, well, what if we had this destination website where we would, as editors, curate worthwhile links that are happening around the credit union blogosphere and news. And so that was Matt's brainchild. I helped him get that off the ground, and it grew. We started doing actual articles and publishing on the site as well. And then we had this notion, well, what if we took the water cooler theme and actually made it a real water cooler and got people around it? Mm-hmm. So our first event was in 2010 in Fishers, Indiana at Forum Credit Union. And we drew probably about 140-ish people, and it was just a really cool show. And we've kept the same theme. We did 2 years in the Indianapolis area, then we went to Nashville for 2 years, and last year we were in Austin, Texas. And Matt and I go speak and attend a lot of credit union conferences, and we always thought, what if we did something a little different? And in a lot of ways, and it was an excuse to get the old band together and bring in a lot of like-minded people. But it's really the programming. It's hard to say. It's not really a marketing conference. It's not IT. It's HR. It's kind of everything. Everything to do with credit union, the credit union movement. And it has a younger vibe to it. I don't know. What do you think, Matt? What else have I missed?
Well, I think probably a good way to sum it up is, and this was totally unintentional, I think the rise of TED Talks, for example, kind of coincided with what we're doing. Yeah. And really what CU Water Cooler Symposium is the closest thing to TED Talks we have in credit unions, right? It's big thinkers sharing either big projects or big ideas in a stage of like-minded people that might do something with those ideas. And I think that's what excites Tim and I about being involved with it. But I think different is probably the best synonym you could use. It's just different.
Yeah, and I remember last year you guys were kind of calling it the unconference, or maybe it was a couple of years. And I mean, I don't want to go as far as say it's an unconference, because it's a gathering of people with a like-minded and sharing their passion for the credit union industry. But like you said, Tim, it's sharing big ideas and just big things for this movement. And it's just the great thing that I think about it, it's very interactive. Like I said, it's based on kind of on the TED Talks, where somebody gets up and gives a 20-minute speech, and then they ask them questions afterwards. Which I think is really cool, which you don't get at an ordinary conference usually. It's like you have this Q&A, you have an interview, and so it's really neat.
It addresses a few pet peeves that I think both Matt and I have. Being speakers, we're asked to speak sometimes for an hour and a half, and I don't have the attention span for that, especially. So we have very quick talks, 20 minutes talking, 20 minutes Q&A, interactive, and there's a lot of people on stage over the 2 days. Another pet peeve, most of the time sponsors are relegated to a conference hall, and they're contributing to funding the show, and so we're putting them on stage. We have 6 to 8 presenting sponsors, possibly 9 or 10, including Matt and I's company, and where we can do a 7-minute demo of what we're offering. Yep. So I think there's real value to the sponsors. There's no breakouts, it's all in one big room. And we've sought out really interesting locations. So in Nashville, we were in an old museum. It was just absolutely beautiful. And then we went to Austin, and we went to an old movie theater, the Alamo Drafthouse, considered by Time Magazine the best movie house in the United States.
It was cool.
And it was awesome. Yeah. It was, it's the type of theater that has the comfy chairs, a little table in front of you, seat service, and it just brings an intimacy and a level of, like a massive, beautiful screen. The audio is amazing, mm-hmm. and it's very intimate. It's mm-hmm. a small room, but it fits probably 150 people.
Yep.
Well, I'm glad he used the word intimate because, you know, I read a Seth Godin book several years ago called Tribes, mm-hmm. and really the idea was that, you know, it doesn't matter how big the tribe is, but, you know, if people think alike and get together and if somebody's missing, you miss them, right? Like,
yeah.
That kind of attitude. And I've started to, over the years, realize that what we are is a tribe. You know, it's a welcoming tribe. It's a big tent tribe. We want more people in it. But essentially, because you have this shared experience, because you have this intimacy, whether you're a sponsor or an attendee or a speaker, you leave knowing each other a little bit better, mm-hmm. having this shared experience together. And what we found is our event has sprung up friendships that have last, you know, not only personal are not only professional friendships, but personal relationships and friendships that last a lifetime, yep. which is really cool. It's yep. fun to see. So it's kind of like a reunion in a lot of ways, except there's new cousins and new aunts and uncles.
Well, that's what I like about it, because you're dealing with folks digitally all year long. Like we're doing this Skype right now. We're all spread out across North America, Tim, Canada.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
but we get together once a year in this place, and it's still the face-to-face meeting is still so important. And this is what this is all about, because we can get together, trade ideas, have a little bit of fun, and listen to some incredible speakers, and kind of expand our horizon a little bit of what credit unions can do and where we can go. That's what I really love about it.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Yeah, for sure.
Excellent. All right.
it's interesting, you know, movers and shakers is not a term that I like to use very often, especially when it's related to like Tim and I.
Yeah.
But what's interesting is I think when you think about who's doing things, whether it's in digital strategies or whether it's social media, challenge-based marketing, those types of things, it is. It's kind of the thought leaders in that space. But what we've started to kind of intentionally do over the last couple of years is there's kind of a bunch of circles inside of credit unions. There's the thought leaders on lending, there's the thought leaders on executive management and so on. Mm-hmm. This year we have two speakers that, gosh, I'm just so excited. We've got Jim Blaine from North Carolina State Employees Credit Union.
Yeah, now.
We talk about thought leader, he's a thought leader in every circle, right? Mm-hmm. He's someone who's run, from my standpoint, probably one of the most philosophically sound credit unions there is. They've grown, but it's not been their intention to grow. They've grown because they're good at what they do.
Right.
And we're excited to really open our tent to Jim and especially help our crowd kind of learn from him, which is really fun. And then the other person, which was is such an interesting fit for us, Teresa Freeborn, someone who, of course, is the CEO of Exceed in California, but also has done just an amazing job of trying to get female executives in credit unions and non-executives to take a bigger leadership role. Mm-hmm. And so she's building her tribe of these amazing women in credit unions that are doing amazing things. And so these stories, even though it's, you know, from time to time, it's technologists, it's marketers, it really does run the gamut. We've got CEOs in the audience and we've got tellers in the audience. Yeah. And we wouldn't have it any other way.
Indeed. Indeed. And so, I mean, you touched on some of the topics that will be covered. I mean, Tim, you've talked about the comparison. You've presented on the comparison between Canadian and American credit unions, which was a great presentation. Matt, you've given a number of great topics on gamification, and Andy Jannings' vasectomy presentation last year was an all-timer. I'll never forget. And Apple Pay, all this type of, and Ron Shevlin usually gives a great presentation as well. It's just, and we can't forget William Azaroff as well. Just, I mean, the quality of speakers, the quality of presentations is just off the charts. And the topics that you guys come up with are fantastic and so timely and relevant.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, this year, like I said before, it's not four or five speakers over 2 days. With our presenting sponsors, there will be 25 different speakers on stage. Just boom, rapid fire. Your head will explode from new new information and just ideas. And so we've got our stalwarts. We're featuring three of our editors, Andy Janning, Brent Dixon, and William Azaroth. Mm-hmm. They're our crop.
Oh, yeah.
They'll be doing talks again this year. William's doing something really interesting and personal. He's actually talking about autism and his son and kind of finding this magic in people. And his son's actually going to, an 11-year-old, give us a mini concert, a 20-minute concert of his original music. So I think that's amazing.
Excellent.
We've got our big names, as Matt mentioned, Jim Blaine. I think what's really interesting about Jim is, I don't know if you know this, but he's the most prolific credit union blogger of all time.
Yeah.
Last year, he did 380 posts,
and
let alone run the I think second or third largest credit union in the world. And and he's not afraid to like stir the pot.
Yep.
And so we want to really have an open conversation with him, not to be a rabble rouser, but just to say, what can we learn,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got three credit union CEOs. Matt mentioned Teresa. We've also got Richard Senachai. He's Duca Credit Union in Canada. I saw him speak and thought immediately, this guy needs to be our opening keynote.
Yeah.
So I approached him and he said yes. And so he'll be an unknown to many, but it'll be amazing.
Cool.
We've got three locals, Mike English, Liz Sutherland, and Colby Cooper, all from the Kansas City area.
Okay.
Mike is the executive director of something called Turn the Page KC,
mm-hmm,
and he's come with the thesis that if we teach literacy, a strong literacy, and get people on the right track by six, that translates into a better financial life. So I'm really interesting to hear that story.
Okay.
Liz Sutherland, she's from Happy Bottoms. They're a diaper bank.
What?
A different side of the banking industry. But
okay,
it's this huge need. And they've set just this amazing case study of how to bring people together and get behind something. So I think there's some correlation to credit unions. And Colby Cooper, he's from the Community Mercantile. They're a very successful grocery co-op,
mm-hmm,
and yet they're facing some really big competition. So I think there's some analogy between credit unions and banks there, mm-hmm, as well. So it's trying to tie all that together. We've got three other guest speakers. Adam Schwartz, he's from the Cooperative Way. He'll be talking about the greater cooperative movement and some real great case studies that the credit unions can learn from.
Excellent.
Ben Rogers from the Filene Research Institute, he'll be bringing the best of the best Filene ideas. And finally, Charlie Trotter, who's been,
yeah,
this will be his third time speaking. He's always got something interesting to say, and he's a UX designer, and we'll be talking about just how crappy software just destroys our day. So, and what we can do about that.
Yep.
And so, and then, as we did last year, we're doing our Pecha Kucha, mm-hmm, which is not a sneeze, but a really interesting form of speaking. It's 20 slides, 20 seconds each. These talks are 6 minutes and 20 seconds. And really were the darling of last year. It was just this experiment that Matt
amazing.
And I came
really
up
cool.
with. You can get a license. Pecha Kucha started in Tokyo, mm-hmm, about a decade ago, and they're run all over the place. But we can get a kind of a mini license to hold these at our event. And so we're offering six slots to people that are coming. And we've had a few entries already. So if you go to seawatercooler.com, you can find the entry for the Pecha Kucha, and we're welcoming submissions. And they don't necessarily have to be credit union stories. There's always a lesson to be learned, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so,
mm-hmm,
some of the best ones last year were not necessarily credit union stories.
Yeah, Linda Bodie from Element Federal Credit Union, she
yes.
talked about
yeah.
the tainted water in West Virginia.
Yes.
Yeah.
Aquapocalypse, I think.
Aquapocalypse, that was awesome.
Yeah.
But you know, the Pecha Kucha, what I love about it, we started the first couple of years of this, we had a Be a Speaker contest, essentially. In fact, Tim won it before it became Sea Water Cooler Symposium. Tim was a speaker that was selected, and then I was the second one. And in a lot of ways, those were kind of our first speaking gigs. And I bombed mine. I was terrible. Tim was great because Tim's always great.
But it's so self-deprecating, always Matt.
But what I've noticed over the years as we try to get the audience involved in these speeches, you know, we're kind of launching new ships, right? And some of these, you saw it with your own eyes last year.
Mm-hmm.
some of these people who, frankly, we've not heard of before, they did an amazing job. And I wouldn't be surprised if we see their names on, you know, conference brochures for decades to come. And that's exciting for us, is identifying new talent.
Yeah, and that's another thing. If you want to learn how to speak well or present well, this is a great conference to go to, because the people you have presenting are just, man, they just blow your mind. I mean, it's really, really good, great speakers. And to see what they do and see their practice. And the great thing is you can walk up to them afterwards and go, gosh, how do you prepare for something like that? Where do you get your content? Or how do you get your angle? And it's just fantastic and just great examples all the way around. So
from a speaker's point of view, it's so difficult because these are our peers, right? Mm-hmm. These are it's a lot easier for me to speak at a normal conference than speak in front of Tim or Andy because I know how good they are. Mm-hmm. And so it's interesting. It's like I said, it's like a reunion, but a high stress reunion for the speakers.
Indeed. All right, guys, let's look at the 64,000 foot level here. And what do you want attendees to take away from your conference? I mean, we've already talked about the topics and the interaction and the intimacy of it. What do you want them to take away and take back to their credit union and implement and to execute on?
Two words come out my head immediately. One is dissatisfaction, and that's going to come out a little bit differently than I intend, but dissatisfaction with the way things are. You know, I think anybody who's really comfortable with sort of skating through the rest of their career probably won't love our conference.
Okay.
We really challenge the way things are and sort of dream about what could be. And I think that's the second word that comes out of my mouth is hope and optimism.
Mm-hmm.
If you leave that conference, that event, and don't believe that you can tackle the world and fix every problem that ails us and the members and the communities that we serve, then we failed. And so those two things, one, dissatisfaction, and two, it's just optimism that we can fix this, mm-hmm. whether it's you at your individual credit union or you with this new tribe of people you've gotten to know, mm-hmm. we can do this thing. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what, at least from my standpoint, we're trying to pull off.
Okay.
Tim?
Yeah, we're looking for a dissatisfaction score of like minus 100. You've heard of the Net Promoter Score? Well, Matt's just came up with the dissatisfaction score.
You can love it. Hello.
I echo that. And it's also knowing that you're not alone. Many people that feel a little adventurous or innovative often think at their own chop they can't do anything.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I think it's looking to inspire those to spread this word, that this is a worthwhile thing. We keep it small. It's an independent, done off the corner of Matt and I's desk, and I think we do a really good professional job of it, but it's not a slick, overly produced conference. And it's that notion of just providing something that it's not just for the C-suite. This, we have coordinators and directors and managers and right up to the CEO suite, but it's inclusive. And I think if you come away feeling that you're part of something beyond your credit union, we've done our job.
Yep, that's right. Indeed. Yeah, every time I talk to somebody about it and they're like, what is CU Water Co? What is that? And like, you have to go to experience it because it's kind of hard to describe. It's an experience. You have to go there and check it out to see it. And it's not some run of the mill type of thing. I mean, you guys do a very good job. I mean, you guys are very humble about how you put it on, but it's a very well run show. And I've been to lots of shows, as we all have. You guys do a great job, and it's run, it's clockwork. And like you said, it's very rapid fire. It's almost kind of a mix between Finovate and a TED Talk, because it's that rapid fire, but the quality of content is just off the charts. And so I just keep telling people, you got to go experience this. It's really cool. But the thought in my head comes to, but you want to keep it intimate, right? But you don't want it to grow to be like 1,000 people, because then you lose that intimacy. So how do you balance that?
We didn't touch on where it is this year. We're in Kansas City. And one thing we did after last year between Matt and I, and said, wow, this went really well. In the past, we've had to manage our own AV and bring in a lot of different people to make it happen. Mm-hmm. In this case, we said, let's pick a theater. How can you get better audiovisual than at an actual theater?
Right.
And so we had such a terrific experience with the Alamo. We went to their website and said, where else do they have these theaters? And they have about 15 across the country.
Mm-hmm.
We thought of where is the center of the U.S. And in Kansas City, they've got one. And it from the pictures, we haven't been there yet, it looks even more spectacular than where we were last time. It's a retro feel. It's a beautiful theater. Mm-hmm. So that in itself puts scarcity on the event. Mm-hmm. You've got one room. That's all we're doing. There will be no breakouts. So I think our max capacity in that room is 160.
Okay.
And we hope to approach that. And so that puts the box around what we're doing. This isn't a 3,000-person conference. You just can't have that intimacy, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm. And you know, if you were to look at our business model, the MBAs would laugh at us, right? Because we do a variety of things. Because we want this to be inclusive, because we want everybody to be a part of this, we try to keep ticket prices as low as possible. And so I've been to credit union events that had two speakers total, and it was $1,500 to attend. And we have this amazing lineup. What'd you say, 26 people that we have. And if you get early bird tickets, you can get it under $300. Mm-hmm. Just insane what we do.
Yeah.
And then the other piece is we don't charge much for sponsors. In fact, we handpick sponsors because we want to make sure if you've got time on stage that you've got something good to say. And so we actually handpick and we keep that limited as well. So Tim and I have never looked at this as a scalable business model that an MBA would be proud of. Yeah. What we've looked at it is if we were to create an event that furthered the mission of seawatercooler.com, and if we were to create an event that he and I would actually want to go to, mm-hmm. this is what it would look like.
Okay.
And you know, if these ideas spread through credit unions, we've done our work. Mm-hmm. You know, we owe our careers to credit unions, and I think we both look at this as a give back.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't be more proud. If I look back at my career, I've done a lot of things, and Credit Union Water Cooler and the symposium are probably two of the things I'm most proud of.
Yeah.
Just because it's helped so many people and it makes so many people feel a part of this thing that Tim and I love, credit unions.
Indeed. Mm-hmm. All right, guys. Well, to wrap up, I mean, you guys have anything else to add to wrap up? Because I don't want to leave anybody hanging here. But is there any points?
We just messed up our business model. Tim's going to talk about a coupon code to make sure we make even less money on.
That's great.
I love it.
So I know CO Broadcast is now this. I mean, you are competing against 2020 and with your broad reach, it's CNN. Just amazing. We want all of your CU Broadcast regular listeners to take advantage of a coupon code. So if you go to the webpage, enter CU Broadcast, you'll get $100 off. And
sweet.
No strings attached. You get the same seat as anybody else. And we think it's a great way to encourage more to come. And your support, Mike, has been incredible.
You've
done on-site a number of times. You've always been open to having us on your show, and I think that's just fantastic.
Thank you.
If that can be a reward to your listeners and to you, that would be great.
We are happy to oblige, sir, because, I mean, it's a great show. And, again, I tell everybody I can about it. You got to go check this out. It's very cool. All right. Matt, looks like you're ready to say something.
I just said thank you, Mike. I'm agreeing with Tim, which I've learned over my career that it's a good thing to agree with Tim McAlpine.
That's great.
Excellent. All right. Well, to wrap up, ladies and gentlemen, my goodness, gentlemen, where can we find out more about it? Seawatercooler.com symposium?
Yeah, seawatercooler.com. Seawatercooler.com, and you'll see links to the symposium. The actual link is seawatercooler.com/symposium.
Okay.
That gets you there. You'll be able to see everything. We've got a hotel deal as well. So, I mean, you can do this thing for well within your education budget. I mean, some credit unions bring three or four people. We think that's phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we want. We've priced it in such a way that it's inclusive and doesn't have to be this extremely expensive thing.
Yep. We've had attendees in years past that just go without permission. They take vacation time. They pay out of their own wallet. And those are the ones that, first of all, a little bit breaks my heart, but it also makes us feel like we've built something special,
exactly.
That it's that meaningful to people.
Yeah, I didn't mention this, but last year we had attendees from, I think, 23 states, 6 Canadian provinces. We had somebody from the Caribbean. It's really this international, and I guess if you count James Marshall, we had someone from England.
That's true. James was there, yeah.
And his crew of crashers.
Yeah.
So that was really cool. Very cool. All right, guys. Well, thanks again so much for your time. And again, it's in Kansas City. The dates, Tim?
October 1 and 2.
October 1 and 2. and make your reservations now. $100 off for CU Broadcast viewers. So very cool. Thank you very much for that, guys. And we'll see you guys in a few months. Excellent.
All right.
Well done, lads.
See you.